This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got Corey Hot Take Majors this morning.
Mass stink, dude.
And you have Alec Medford. Our well wishes, of course, to Mr. Mike Bacsik. Okay, well, he's moving into his full-time role with the Texas Rangers, but... Yeah, Corey, can you repeat that super hot take about the Mavericks that you just had a minute ago?
The Mavs suck. They're not good without centers. But the biggest
feels
thing
like Mike's still here.
How do all three centers get hurt? Even Moses Brown, didn't he have, it felt like he was gonna have like 60 points the other night, and they still stunk. They couldn't rebound. I was like, come on, dude, get some position.
Freaking bums.
Yeah, those bums. Get out there and fix this. And when you don't have centers and you have built your team as very reliant upon bigs, you're not going to be that good. And they need those back. They need the bigs back. So good luck to them.
Okay.
I'll be here for it.
But until then, you still think they're going to...
Hey, not going to win very many.
Not be very good.
They're going to have some nights. They're going to have some other nights.
Okay.
Tonight's a night.
What? Okay. Well, that's what we're bringing to the table, huh, Corey?
I thought we were going to talk Cowboys here, but... You decided to take this
all
off
right,
the path. I was not prepared for Mavs talk yet.
Let's talk. You're the one who brought... It's like you're still here, Mike. All right, let's talk about the Cowboys. I'm going to try to get us a couple of new Cowboys players, all but right. I'm sure you guys are going to figure out a way to make me agitated about all of that.
However, let's do this.
Look. Here's the good news. I know people are really bent out of shape about the Deebo Samuel trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since we gave up more draft capital for Jonathan Mingo. I hear you.
We'll be all in.
Okay, Jerry, here's your chance.
We had a text exchange with the Tolo, and I asked the question to the group, how much does it matter to you that they've, what Micah said?
Yeah.
About picking up the $20 million sure. in salary. Does that matter to you, like in the grand
yes.
scheme of things? Okay. Because the guy who hasn't played much football for the Cowboys since the trade, and we'll give him a name whenever he starts making more catches.
Wow.
Mingo. When it's like he is considered, he might not have been able to play football anymore. Like that's how people look at him right now. I was listening to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show this morning, and they were talking about how, you know, Mike McCarthy couldn't even get that guy on the field to do anything. Why? Well, there's lots of different reasons. Maybe he's better than we think. Who knows? But the idea is you traded more for a lesser player, but Micah says, but the Commanders picked up $20 million. The Cowboys only had to pick up like two. And that does matter to you?
Absolutely. Okay. It does matter.
All right.
And that's why the two players I'm going to get for you, if you approve, and if not, I'm still going to try to convince you anyway, you're going to get them for pretty cheap. All right. So I started my research spawned off of an article, NFL offseason trade offers for players seeking deals. Okay. But then Deebo Samuel kind of switched it up. And you're like, you know what? Maybe this is not going to be that big of a deal. So, for example, ESPN projected a fourth round pick for Deebo and then another conditional fifth round pick that could go up to a fourth. So potentially two fourths. And instead, San Francisco got a fifth. So that has reshaped our idea of what the trade market is going to look like, especially for some players who still have money on their contracts, guaranteed money on their contracts. The two players I'm going to present to you are Cooper Kupp and Jonathan Allen.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to start with one over the other?
Yeah, let's start offense, because I was listening again this morning and it sounds like the Cowboys are cooling on the idea, or Bobby is cooling on the idea of taking a running back at 12 and less likely to take a wide receiver at 12. So if that's the case.
Yeah, because I'm about to trade for your wide receiver.
If that's the case, so let's see.
Don't even worry about it. All right. Here would be the ideal situation. If you can wait until March 17th to make this trade, Cooper Kupp will be owed $12.5 million for the upcoming season. And then I do not believe
any... Like 2 weeks from now, two Mondays from now, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, the Rams are obviously going to want to accelerate that, because then he could cost you potentially $20 million in cap space.
Yes.
So how much do you think that difference of $7.5 million is worth in terms of draft compensation? Because if it drops it from like a third to a fifth or a fourth to a sixth, like I know
you
the Cowboys
have the value chart, yeah, so you know, yes, you understand that a lot better.
And so I know the Cowboys don't have a fourth round pick because the aforementioned blockbuster Mingo trade, but I think right now you could get Cooper Kupp, especially if you go prior to the March 17th deadline, for a fifth round pick. The Dallas Cowboys have four fifth round picks. Now, I know the troublesome part about this draft is they don't have a first, because I think you could wait until after March 17th and give up a fourth.
Okay.
But the other idea that you could do, and this won't cost you anything until 2026, you could make it a conditional deal and you could say, hey, I'll give you a conditional, depending on what you feel comfortable with, a conditional fourth or a conditional fifth.
Okay.
That could move up essentially around in 2026. So that wouldn't tinker with your draft picks at all here. Now, why would you want Cooper Kupp? And I realize that the concern is going to be, what about the injuries? What about the injuries? Take a look at him and Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, Debo's been hurt a lot. Deebo's a very physical player.
Yes.
And because of the style that he plays, and because Mike Shanahan was more willing to put him into those positions because McCaffrey was out. Hey, we need you as a running back because Jordan Mason can't catch out of the backfield, so we need you as a threat there. That was a big hindrance. Now, some of the injuries that he got hurt on were passing plays, but it's because of the physical style that he plays with that he puts himself in harm's way.
And so...
But yeah, you got 11 games started out of Cooper Kupp in the last 3 years.
And so that's why he's available, right? Like, he's not available because he's 2021 Cooper Kupp, because that would be stupid. Like, why would the Rams be like, all right, Matthew Stafford, we will bring you back. We're going to trade the best wide receiver on the planet. That would be idiotic.
17 games, 145 catches, 1,900 yards, and 16 touchdowns. We're trading that guy for nothing.
So you're trading with the hope that the Rams are, with the hope that you can get that money off the book, and the Cowboys are trading in the hopes that you can, what, get somewhere between 2021 and any of the last 3 years, right?
Have a second receiver that they think is a fantastic option next to CeeDee Lamb.
Exactly. And so if you land somewhere in the middle, maybe you get a receiver who gets 90 catches for 1,100 yards or something along those lines, and you're like, hey, great. All right. So that's the first person I wanted to...
That cost me what again?
Okay, if you make the trade...
A fifth round pick?
Before March 17th, I think it'll cost you a fifth round pick, but he'll hit your cap for $20 million. If you wait until after that, he'll only hit your cap for $12.5 billion. But then I think you're going to have to accelerate your draft capital.
The you have those fifth round picks. You have all those later round picks.
Yes, I do.
To make your team better.
Yes, so that's true.
Whatever way you decide to use them, you know, that's the thing. If my scouting department is like, no, dude, we are full of fifth round picks that are going to be starters. Why they're fifth round picks? But we got comps. We got it all locked up. Don't worry about it. Then I got to trust them. Okay, yeah. I got to trust them on that. But I'm not in love with the idea of taking Cup at the injury because of the injuries. But I do know whenever he's good, he's a very good receiver.
And so this could even be a thing where you could give a 2026 draft pick that is, you know, kind of contingent on how he does. That could go from a fifth to a fourth. Then the other person is Jonathan Allen. And here's why I bring up the salary. So for Cooper Kupp, by the way, so you'd be on the hook for between 12.5 to 20 million, depending on if you got it in before or after March 17th. But in 2026, none of Cooper Kupp's money is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if it just doesn't work out, well, that would be unfortunate, but you can just move on and cut your losses pretty easily. It's the same thing with Jonathan Allen. So Jonathan Allen is going to bring over a $15.5 million hit. So again, this is a big salary hit. And I do think that's one thing to your point about what Micah said earlier that people kind of ignore about the Deebo Samuel thing. Like, oh, I can't believe we got him for a fifth round pick. But it's a fifth round pick and $22 million or whatever the exact number was. I apologize for not having that off the top of my head. And so it's the money that comes along with it. The great thing about the Jonathan Allen deal, if you make the move for him, none of his $15.5 million base salary is guaranteed. Because you can make a pretty strong argument, this is the same thing with Cooper Kupp, that this is a player on the decline. And if you ask the question, why would you make a move for a player on the decline? That's a very fair question. Do you believe that he still has any 2021, I think, magic left in him, kind of like Cooper Kupp?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The reason is you just picked up players to go in some of your more intense needs prior to the draft. I realize the Cowboys actually have quite a few needs, but I've tried to pick you up a defensive lineman and a wide receiver that gives you some flexibility.
What pick or what round are we giving
now,
up here?
For Jonathan Allen, I have great news for you. I do not think this is going to be particularly expensive at all. I think you can give them a six-round pick, or worst case scenario, a conditional six-round pick in 2026 that could bump up to a five.
They have this year, the Commanders have a 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 7. So they're missing that four or five window.
So they would want a five.
Yeah, so that's what they're kind of missing right now.
And they want to move out from this money. And I think a six is really all it would take, because Jonathan Allen is a cut potential. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have that big of a hit with him. I think it's like $6 or $7 million. But reason why I mentioned those two is if you think they still have something in the tank, you have now filled some needs, and their money is not uber problematic. You can get Cooper Kupp for $12.5 million. For Jonathan Allen, you could just talk about that all with him ahead of time, because his $15.5 million salary, none of it is guaranteed. And you would have an opportunity to play around with some of that money. So I'm not trying to spend all of the Cowboys' money, because I know they're doing that themselves with some misguided thoughts about the franchise tag. But I didn't cost you a lot of your draft capital. I didn't cost you a lot of your salary cap. But we are rolling the dice with two players who you might learn they're just never going to get that form back.
As far as Jonathan Allen, like, he's one of the pieces that when you hear Broadus talk about the Commanders, it's like they had a load up front. Like, they're difficult to deal with up front. They're heavy. They're strong. They're fast. They do what they do up there. I'm kind of curious how that works with Osa, if you do bring Osa back. And I know we have that coming up at noon today, that long discussion there. And I'm kind of curious what that conversation's like with that investment in the middle, and if you feel comfortable with that. But the player himself, I would bet on him being a solid piece for a year or two, is what I would bet.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel comfortable if I'm giving up a pick and however much money you're talking about.
And somebody just brought up that the Commanders are not trading Jonathan Allen within division. First of all, I don't know if I actually even think that that line of thinking exists anywhere near as strongly as it used to be. Second of all, they might cut him. So if the options are you might cut him and he could go to the Cowboys anyway, or you can at least pick up a pick at a time when you might be deficient in the upcoming draft, I absolutely think that you make
the Niners gave up Debo to a conference rival that they would have to face in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like that is if you're in that mindset, don't even trade to the AFC, because you might have to play them in the Super. I get you're like you have to play them twice in 1 year, but I'm with you. I think that people are more interested on what their plan is for their team rather than what other teams are. The big thing here is looking at Washington, Kevin. At the moment, they've lapped the Cowboys in talent again.
Sure.
And like I think they're only second to Philly in talent in the conference right now. So what they have, and they're looking to add, and they're looking to create some other ways, avenues of space here.
From the 903, the Cowboys are not making any trades for players unless there's an injury. We're rebuilding. We all know that. I hate to tell you this.
Are you rebuilding with a $60 million quarterback?
And you're not rebuilding with a $25 million franchise tag. The Cowboys don't view it that way at all.
The idea probably is that this year still isn't the year. This isn't the all-in year. It's probably a year or two away, and they're still trying to develop their young talent. But I don't think the Cowboys just don't do a rebuild. They don't do a complete real rebuild the right way.
And the thing that we always have to say with these is that's not what I would do, but what I would do is irrelevant.
Yeah.
That's what the Cowboys are doing. I don't think that they're looking at franchise tagging Osa. And I know they're going to work on a long-term deal as well. They could change that number. But I don't think they're even considering franchise tagging Osa because they think that they're rebuilding.
No.
Like, that. No, I don't think that's the case.
How do we rebuild and win?
Yeah.
Like, that's the real way to rebuild is tank. So you can have a top pick, so you can get a cheap quarterback. Like, you're trying to get one of those top 2-3 quarterbacks. You want number one overall.
Right.
Tank that way. Open up plenty of space by trading away some of your players and then maybe taking 1 or 2 years to take the massive hit on your salary cap on whatever their dead money is going to be and then load back up where you're like Washington, where you have $100 million, a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal, and a stout defense and some pretty good offensive weapons.
And look, I know what comes along with all this magical wheeling into dealing is you need a partner to make all this happen. But I woke up at 3 a.m. this weekend and I went to the whiteboard and here's what I determined. The Cowboys have 4 5th round picks and 2 6th round picks. All right. I dealt off one of those fifths to get Cup. I dealt off one of those 6 to get Allen. That leaves me with 3 5th round picks. And I also conjured a way in which I could trade my regular 5th and a comp 5th for a late 4th round pick. So now all of a sudden I have all of your picks bound. In all of the rounds, and I got you Cooper Kupp, and I got you Jonathan Allen. Figure the rest out.
You should really do some like breathing or something. Like at 3 a.m, you shouldn't be doing that, Kevin. You need some sleep, dude. Yeah, get some rest, bro.
That's true. But then,
you're referencing Jerry. Okay, I see what you did
there. Man, maybe. But then, like, I leave the TV on when I go to sleep. It depends on what channel you leave it on, because unfortunately, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and
National
it's like
anthem's playing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they do that anymore, maybe, but either someone's going to steal your identity or you definitely need this marital aid or whatever. And it's like, how am I supposed to get back to sleep now?
Obviously, if that marital aid works, then you're going to be relaxed after.
We're the KNC masterpiece. Whew, dirtier show all of a sudden right here. On 105.3 The Fan, coming up next, puck around and find out. The Stars win a pair, Wyatt gets a hat trick, and Stankoven is back next on The Fan.
Johnston hits. They score! They beat the clock! 1/10 of a second was on the clock. Wyatt Johnston.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, that's pretty good. Wyatt Johnston got a goal. That's not bad, but I feel like I could use a little bit more. Did he possibly score a second goal, perhaps?
Robertson, Duchesne hits. Johnston scores! What a goal!
That's impressive.
His second goal tonight.
That is impressive. 2 goals.
All right. Well, in my face. But you know what would have been really cool? If he could have scored 3 goals and all of them would have been on the power play. What?
4 shots kicked out. They score on the 5th shot. It's a hat trick for Wyatt Johnston.
That was beautiful, by the way.
No.
Yes, it was. That goal was gorgeous.
No, not about
that. Because he said Hattie?
Because he said Hattie. I loved everything about it. I want to know where the hell this power play has been most of the season.
Yeah,
love all the goals, but no to the last part.
Yeah, well, what if he called it a tricky? Would you be more like, oh, well, that's better? Or do you just, it has to be hat trick?
That song immediately afterwards. No, not that. No, no.
I like that. Yeah, I like it a lot, man. That goal was gorgeous, by the way.
It was.
The way that puck bounced around from stick to stick and just you right before it happened, I was like, goal, it's happening right now. And the one before it was the same way,
yes.
Too, where you're just like, you could see it happening as it was playing out. It was amazing.
Now, we've talked about this for the past, I don't know, month and a half. The Stars have created separation between the rest of the Central Division, with the exception, of course, of Winnipeg. So You've created room between yourself and Minnesota, yourself and Colorado. But because Winnipeg went on another ridiculous winning streak,
they're 8-1-1 in their last 10.
And
you're 7-2-1. You're feeling pretty good.
And they lost those last two. They had won at least 8 straight, and I think it was like 11 in a row or something like that. Before that, in Hellebuck's like, yeah, I was in the Four Nations, and I gave up that one goal that cost us the gold medal, but I'm still really good in the NHL. So it still might be a stretch, or at least for now, you might think it's a stretch to take the Central Division. However, with how well the Stars have been playing, with how much better they have played on the road in the last little bit, you have really asserted it. So it looks like you're destined to get, hopefully, a home playoff series to start the playoffs.
From the 817, this is from our friend Tovash. I call them Hatties, too. So there's one right there. If you call it a Hattie on occasion, 877-881-1053, text in Hattie, Kevin. You can put a comma in there if you want, or you know, whatever you'd like, but we just like to see that. Kevin, I think that it's nice. It's nice the run they've been on. I think it's 4 points in the last two games, like eight points total for Roppe.
He has 7 assists in those 2 games.
7 assists in those 2 games, 8 points total. Like he's been on fire. That's been nice to see from him. Wyatt having this hat trick's nice. Their defense looked a little leaky to start the game last night.
Do you think it was their defense, or do you think it was their goaltending that looked leaky
both,
for a
little
second?
Bit both.
For a second, it got better.
There was a little bit of defensive problem in front of him, too, and I was like, oh, man, we might have to score 12 goals tonight. This might actually be one of those nights. But they tightened it up, and it looked like they said they went into the room and said, tighten that S up, and everybody said, okay, we got you.
Man, I'm telling
you. And yes, on the power play right now, I feel very comfortable with them.
If you like special teams hockey, oh, was this...
This is great.
...the game for you. But let's talk about, where the hell is this Stars power play come from? All right, so you go back to the end of the calendar year. Hopefully you know this, Corey, but just in case you don't, that would lead us through the end of December.
All right.
That will be the calendar year. Not going off of business years or anything else here.
Quarter four.
No, yes, that's right. So the Stars
severed.
Were 28th in the league in power play percentage conversion. 15.3%. Ugh.
That sounds bad.
It is bad.
What's the best?
If you get up to like 30%, you're the best.
30%?
Yeah.
All right.
So
why not 50?
I mean,
if you're scoring half of your power play goals,
then you're definitely the best.
Yeah, where you're ahead of Winnipeg, yeah, probably.
That's true. You know what? Yes. If you would have been converting your power plays at a 50% rate, you absolutely have the best record in the league. But, so Corey, you're going to be disappointed in them since the start of January, but it's still really good.
The best is Winnipeg at 30.5% right now. So, and then the Stars are... bad. Oh, they're middle of the pack at 22.8.
They're getting better.
There you go.
But let's focus on since... Okay, Corey, you can do this. If the end of the calendar year was at the end of December, when is the start of the new calendar year?
Today's March, so...
Irrelevant.
Minus 2, right?
Yep.
January.
There you go. Since January 1st.
Quarter 1.
Carry the 1.
Okay, business degree guys. You have to show off your MBAs too much.
Actually, Kevin, if I'm going to be a business degree guy, Q1. Q2's on the way, gentlemen.
Mm.
We're really looking forward to a strong Q2. Hopefully by Q3, we're going to be, you know, hitting all those marks.
Money. Hey, can I tell you a fun fact about me as a human?
You love to say Hattie and Q.
No. And this is one of the many reasons that I could not excel alone in a corporate environment, because I do not have the temperament for any of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since
I love the people that are texting in Hattie right now. I really appreciate that. And the people that are texting in Tricky. Thank you
very
much.
Be honest, though. Did you really ever say that except to just spite me in this segment?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since the beginning of January 1st, or as you business majors would say, the beginning of Q1, the Stars are now 23-62 on the power play. That is 37% conversion rate.
Wow.
Since January 1st, that's the second best in the league. And so you're looking at the beginning part of the season. You are absolutely one of the worst teams in the NHL at the power play. In the last 2 months or so, you're the second best team at it. And in the last two games, not surprisingly, they won both of them. The Stars went 6-for-7 on the power play. Now, Corey, per your earlier request, that is even better than 50%.
That is, yeah.
That's like 86%.
Yeah, maybe? That's really nice to see. And I don't know if there's, if they've like, if DeBoer's just found something and he's like, I found it. We finally found what we needed and it's all clicking. Or if this is just one of those runs that's a small sample size of something that's not going to exist in the playoffs. It's got to definitely exist in the playoffs because for the Stars to continue to be successful.
I think you could make an argument that Robertson and Wyatt, well, especially in these last two games, but they were both coming off surgery. Maybe that got them off to a slower start. All right, real quick, fan text.
Kevin's new nickname is Kevin Hattie Hagelin.
881-1053. It's not that I don't understand the verbiage of it.
It's a hat trick.
No, I get
it. So hat for short is Hattie.
Just like with Bruce Bochy, he adds a Z or an E to everyone. He's like, oh, you know, Sporzy and Seegery. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't say Seegery. The last one.
And hockey players are always like otter. It's R, always an R sound at the end.
I promise. I understand how we got there. I just don't have to like it. So just keep an eye on a couple of things. The Stars' power play and their goaltending. Because if you look at the end result for Ottinger and how much he got peppered on net as well, you're probably like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not bad at all. But if you were watching the game, there was at least a goal. You could make a strong argument. Two goals that you're like, the hell was that?
Come on, dude. Where are you at on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It kind of comes back to the fact that he had an open net opportunity and he didn't take advantage of it last night. Marchment's pretty ticked off at him for it. The rest of the team sounds like they're not too happy. They're like, hey, dude, you're supposed to get your goal. And he said, okay, the next time we're up by a lot and I have a chance to get an open netter, I will take advantage of it. And he forgot, so they have to have a talk with him.
Here's a segment we might want to try for tomorrow if you guys are interested. Largely irrelevant moments in sports that make people go crazy. Because
the open net.
The goalie goal is one. The other one that I've noticed a lot is the last guy on the bench in your college game that scores a basket.
Oh my gosh.
People,
you got to
love that. They're like, oh my God, that guy helps me in chemistry. He just made a basket.
He's a great teammate. He doesn't get the opportunities that he deserves. He works really hard. He works just as hard as anybody else on this team. You know, he hasn't gotten that opportunity to show in front of his parents. So this is a great moment and everybody should be excited about it because he may only have two of these opportunities in his life to be on the court in a college basketball game. So give it up for him. Everybody else understands. They're the star of the team, Kevin. They're out there and they're like getting cheers all the time. They're getting the entire student section to do dances and stuff. This guy, he's sitting there going, man, nobody even knows who I am. He gets out there. His teammates are rooting for him. Adrenaline kicks in. He's nailing threes.
By the way, thank you to the two people who texted in and admitted, yes, they were just saying that to agitate me this morning.
That's right.
By the way.
That's right.
That's Alec. That's what he's doing. The Stars are 10-2-1 in their last 13 games. They have been playing phenomenally. But I wanted to throw out one other thing for you. As much as we complain about the Cowboys and the Mavericks in terms of management and competent decision making, the Athletic put out their agent poll for the NHL. And I wanted to highlight two particular things about the Stars. Which is the best run franchise in the league? The Stars were fourth on that list behind Tampa, Florida, and Vegas.
All have won cups recently, right?
Yes.
All three in the last few years have won a cup.
So, and so you're right there. Which is the best front office to deal with? Dallas is third behind Minnesota and Tampa Bay. Minnesota probably because they'll just give you whatever. They even gave us their hockey team.
Dallas is very fair while stacking up talent.
Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree with that. But I wanted to throw out those two questions in particular because it's, hey, who's got the best management in the league? Stars are fourth. Who's the easiest to deal with in the league? Stars are in that top four again. And so at a time when I know we're all super frustrated about the last month or so with the Mavs, people are perpetually frustrated for decades with the Cowboys. Take a look at the Stars. Take a look at how well they're playing right now. Take a look at how respected they are. And can hold your head up high with that.
Like this?
Yeah.
On radio, you can't see it, but I'm holding my head up high.
That's true.
I'm a proud Stars fan.
Now we just need to win the damn cup again already.
So it kind of feels like you're Buffalo a little bit. You know, like everybody's like, man, I'd love to have all these things that the Stars have, but they just can't win that what matters.
Look, that's a fair point. And I know the Stars have been to the cup final multiple times since then, but it's been 26 years since they won the Stanley Cup.
Let's do it again.
Let's
win a Super Bowl and a Stanley Cup in 1 year.
Okay.
And that's like 50-something years of losing.
That is a good point. And in these first two segments, I feel like we just gave you the blueprint.
We fixed both teams.
For both.
Yeah. One team's doing great, and we still fix it anyway.
Yeah. I guess that kind of goes against the idea of ain't broke, don't fix it.
I don't know. Yeah, I think you're right. It does go against the grain.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're still going to do some baseball nuggets right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Rose leveling the bat. Roger sights a sign from Carter. The 1-0 pitch swung on. Oh, yeah.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Obviously, on Friday, we said adieu to Mike Bacsik, but we will continue with some baseball. You don't like that? Sayonara?
I don't know that I've ever said adieu.
Adios.
Before.
Goodbye. Just stick with the basics.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure. Y'all were in a Hattie mood, I didn't know. So we will continue baseball nuggets. I want to start with this. I don't want to dive into the logistics of should it happen, should it not happen. Are you still invested in Pete Rose and his baseball Hall of Fame status? Because I know there was a time where I have to admit I was super invested and I was like, man, he was one of the best hitters ever. How is he not in the Hall of Fame?
No.
But like enough time has passed. I'm not rooting against him, but I'm like, either way.
I hate if they were going to ban him for life. I guess you're banned for life, you're not banned for death. That is an interesting approach, okay. I guess, if you're going to be technical about it. But if you're going to ban him, just keep it banned forever. This is a publicity play that I don't like at all, because I would have personally rather have seen him do his speech and seen the conversation that he was willing to throw out there than him never know that he got in and us being like, ha ha, we tricked you. We never let you in until you died. I think that's dumb.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And because they don't get to enjoy the honor either. Well, apparently, I guess this discussion has been in the works for a while. Don Mannotta Jr. had the article about it, but Pete Rose's attorney, or I guess his former attorney, and his oldest daughter met with Manfred back in December. And so, hey, good for them for keeping it secret for a while. And so,
you like secrets, Kevin?
Yeah, secrets like that feel okay.
All right.
Other times, secrets can be very problematic.
Okay.
Do you think if you're keeping a secret, you're not technically telling the truth? Because you can be like, I didn't lie, but you didn't really tell the truth.
Alec, here's my thought on this. If nobody asks you the question directly, it's not on you to offer up the information.
Ooh.
Right? I think you can hold on to the information if nobody ever asks you directly the question and you Now, if you answer it and they say, hey, do you like cherries? And you're like, no, and you really love cherries, that's a lie. So I think that if you're just withholding by not giving them the answer that they never ask, I think you're okay.
I think that's fair. Yeah. What you don't know can't hurt you.
Yeah.
You know? So you can't be put in a weird position if you don't get asked.
What a dumb phrase that is, though. Because what if you didn't know that the workplace you were going to go to tomorrow was going to explode? If you knew that, then you would just not go. And you would still be alive.
Theoretically.
You know, the whole, that line, what you don't know can't hurt you, that does take on, because,
you have a blocked artery.
I didn't know that coolant was deadly to a human. And then you drink some, and, I didn't know I could drink all this bleach.
It looked like Powerade, man.
Yeah, we need to rethink that. We really, really do. Anyways, they're discussing it. He might be taken off the ineligible list, which obviously would potentially clear the way for him to make it into the Hall of Fame. But as you just said, Corey, maybe people are to the point where they're like, okay, great. And so now his daughter can give a speech whatever.
And I don't know if she's going to have, you know, half the venom that he has about it. Sure. Or maybe she has 1,000% more.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's like, all right, this is my time to let the league really have it.
Yeah.
In honor of my dad.
Now, let's go from that to, is Dave Roberts the best at pranks? So Shohei Ohtani admitted that he and his manager have been having a war of pranks. However, Dave Roberts had a prank that, I mean, I don't think it's like diabolical or anything, but it fits exactly in my wheelhouse of geniusness. Do you like that he filled Shohei Ohtani's car with all of the balls from the ball pit at like Chuck E. Cheese or whatever?
I love those things. Was it Bronny that his dad filled his car up with cereal?
Yeah.
I thought that bit was funny. Anytime somebody has to open a car do you hear that? What's going on?
I think my computer audio started working for the first time in 5 years.
Okay.
I think that's what happened. Yeah.
Well, it's not Christmas, but it is, you know, getting closer to that quarter. I love bits like that. Anytime like somebody puts a water bucket on a door that falls, I think it's really funny. Now, if it happens to me initially, I'm like, oh, you kind of got to give it up for a good one. Like Alec running around being the Eggman around here or just hitting people in the face with cupcakes. He's the assassin around here.
I miss that.
Still to this day, that was so shocking to me when he just came in and smashed an egg on Broadus's face and then the way on his head and the way Broadus was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I was like,
he just sat in it the whole show.
It just felt very much like a parental. That's fine. And
you'll get it one day. God. Yeah, I did feel like that. Did we ever get a repercussion from Broadus on that? Or
no, I feel like, I don't know. Broadus is so nice. I feel like I can do no wrong in his eyes to where he was just like, yeah, it's part of the job, you know? So, yeah. And the weirder thing was I had to go produce a Ranger game after that. So I was like, wow, I have this adrenaline rush from sprinting in there and smashing a egg on someone's head. And now I have to go do work. That's weird.
To add insult to injury, Dave Roberts, by the way, had a picture of himself laughing in the car.
I love it. I love that. That's great. His manager did that.
Yeah.
I wonder if Shohei has a sense of humor.
He does.
Okay.
Because, well, it seemed like he did because he laughed and he goes, okay, now we're even. Because Shohei had low key kind of been bragging about how he was dominating the prank war, which makes you wonder to a certain extent, is it a prank war? Or is your manager like, hey, I'm not probably going to do anything because I'm the manager.
I also wonder too, like, does the manager actually do the work? Or does he say, hey, I need some clubbies to help me out with filling up his car with balls? And what do you do with the balls after? Like, do you go say, hey, you know what? Now we have a clubhouse ball pit and everybody, y'all can have fun one at a time.
There's not enough for that.
Okay.
But you find people with kids and you send it home with them because we have absolutely had a ball pit in our house for little baby Noah and he's starting to kind of grow away from it, but he loved it. And we had like one of those little tiny inflatable swimming pools and put all the balls in there. And he thought he was the coolest person who had ever lived when he did that.
I have thought many times, we have a sunken living room and I've thought many times about putting up a little fence on either side and then just filling up the living room with balls and just being like, this is our ball pit living room. Deal with it, Adrian. But she did a lot of work on that. So I'm going to have to probably ask her.
Too many tables.
Yeah, there's a lot of tables in there.
That would have been super
awesome. And a piano.
Let's talk some more about Alejandro.
Good luck, Robbers.
Ozuna. We talked about this quite a bit in surprise, but he is the number 16 prospect in the Texas Rangers pipeline. He has really caught a lot of people's attention, not only with his hitting, but with his defense and his enthusiasm. So as much as we talked about Kevin Pillar, maybe he comes in and he could be the fourth infielder and take over for Leody. I'm curious about somebody like Ozuna, which would really kind of change things up by saying, hey, we're going young here and we're going to have a young, like three or four outfielders would be what, 24 and younger.
He still has options, right?
He does.
And so that's
he does.
Like with Pillar, you want to keep him on the 40 man so that you can use these other options in other ways. But then when the season starts, you can kind of do some other stuff.
So, and I agree with that. But the thing that we learned when we were out there, when Kevin Pillar said that he would take the AAA assignment, because otherwise I think we were all operating out of the assumption that, like, if he doesn't make the team, you're going to waive him from his deal and you're going to let him move on. But now maybe that's not necessarily the case. So I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but just Alejandro Osuna is somebody that we talked about quite a bit. 22-year-old, he's a lefty. He's been making some waves out there, both with or all with his attitude, his bat, and his defense.
It's still a little early in spring. As a matter of fact, Kevin, as we were leaving, we caught up with some of the front office people and had a little discussion about some things. It was actually a long discussion, Kevin. Not like I was shooting baskets and I just said hi to you.
Right.
But there, the idea of when do you start really getting serious about spring training? So right now is really good. How can he keep it up through the entire spring? And I think that's what Boach, all he really wants to see now. I've seen what you're capable of.
Yeah.
But now, how consistently can you do it across this entire spring where I can roll that over? Because Boach is more than willing to take a hot hand. But it's going to be tough. It will be tough to crack into what that outfield is right now without some injuries.
Yes.
Which you saw the oblique injury.
That's okay. Don't make me panic.
He's on
about
his way
that.
Back. He's getting better. He's on his way back. We're good.
But it is a good problem to have that you're like, hey, one of these youngsters is pushing for a spot now. And you're like, hey, we feel too good at the major league level. Maybe we're going to slow down his progress just a little bit. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's our brand new segment. Now, it's not going to be a long-lasting segment in terms of over weeks and months just because of the time frame, but it's going to be a good one. Corey asks all the NFL Combine questions.
I'll do it next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.